This is How to Be Old, a podcast with just Rachel McAlpine today. The woman who wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid of angina. She wasn't afraid of the buzzsaw carving through her ribs. Just fix me, she said. She wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid of lazy brain. Give me a jigsaw, she said. She wasn't afraid of loneliness. Just love me, she said. While everyone else was fixing her and giving and loving and jigging, she dragged her life out from under the bed and made it dance again. She wasn't afraid. Her life is a dance again. Her life is immense again. She is the woman who wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid. You know, sometimes a poem will just refuse to stay put. And as I'm doing more and more readings and speeches and little shows based on this book of mine, How to Be Old, they change, the poems change. Sometimes I just use a line or two instead of the whole poem, and that in context is all I need. Well, I often change a few words, and sometimes they just stay changed. It's like editing on the go, or I'll drop a line, right? And that's a bit odd because it has been published. The same original poem sits on the page. You know, it's been, the book has been reprinted, what, 3 times now, I think. And I'm not editing the written poems, but it's the difference between the page and the voice. As I read, I just can't help changing it. Sometimes it's gone quite weird. I start hearing a certain rhythm in the poem, even a certain tune, and I've got to restrain myself from singing it or chanting it. That's what I want to do. I want to sort of sing it in a terrible voice or sort of chant it, and I might give in and I'll add a chorus or a bridge or both, and a sort of sing-song voice comes out. Well, there you go. That's all part of the creative process. This particular poem, The Woman Who Wasn't Afraid, is absolutely central to this book, How to Be Old. And I get annoyed with myself if I can't include it in a reading or whatever. I want everybody to hear it all the time. And that's funny because I think it slightly mystifies audiences. But that's all right. It is what it is. And actually, in its longer form, it kind of gives me goosebumps. I really can't imagine being so matter-of-fact and so forthright and so brave faced with a situation like that. But even knowing that it's possible is a help. Here's the poem again, the long form. The woman who wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid of angina. She wasn't afraid of the buzzsaw carving through her ribs. Just fix me, she said. She wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid of lazy brain. Give me a jigsaw, she said. She wasn't afraid of loneliness. Just love me, she said. While everyone else was fixing her and giving and loving and jigging, she dragged her life out from under the bed and made it dance again. Her life is a dance again. Her life is immense again. She is the woman who wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid. That's all for now. I'm Rachel McAlpine, and you can find my book, How to Be Old,
at any good bookshop in New Zealand at present, 2021. Of course, all books go out of print sooner or later. This has been in print for a year, so, and still selling, still available. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.